WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC Senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at providing tax relief to victims of crimes and disasters. The bill, dubbed the Tax Relief for Victims of Crimes, Scams, and Disasters Act, would reinstate a tax deduction for residents with stolen or destroyed assets. The bill would apply to personal casualty losses from things like storms and fires, as well as theft losses from things like scams or robberies. The legislation will now be introduced by a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives. Brown County Circuit Court needs help. So Brown County Circuit Court officials and state lawmakers are proposing an expansion of operations with two new judges, three assistant district attorneys, two court reporters, and additional staff. State Representative Ben Franklin said pending cases that are two or more years old are up over 6,000 over the last decade in Brown County. That's an increase that surpassed Milwaukee and Dane counties combined. A jury was seated in Milwaukee yesterday for the trial of Maxwell Anderson. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
He's accused of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson during a first date in April of last year. Prosecutors allege Anderson killed Robinson, scattered her remains across multiple locations, and set her car on fire. The trial is expected to go on for several weeks.
The jury pool of 12 jurors and three alternates is made up of 12 women and three men. Before jury selection began, prosecutors added a charge of hiding a corpse to the case. Opening statements are expected to begin today. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, worldwide of the Civic Media app, along with AM 1100 and 1590. We've got some great guests today. Annie Zalewski, Dino Pitschke Memorial Softball Tournament starting tomorrow in the town of Casco, 15th annual for a young Marine who was killed in Iraq. Dr. David Ferguson and Rob Sutherland. Talk about Alzheimer's and the big events coming up for that and their battle against it. Now joining us, John Kramer, Green Bay Press Time, headlines of the Press Time. Jessica Dickett with the Green Bay Packer Title Town events coming up. Man, you were just telling me about some of these things, Jessica. Really cool.
Yes, we definitely have a super busy summer coming, and they are fantastic events. Again, I might be a little bit biased since I'm the one planning them, but I have to say, this is going to be a summer to remember here in 2025.
It's fantastic. Josh Turner. I love Josh Turner.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's free.
It is. So it's kind of cool. We're added to his tour. So he's on tour right now because he's just put out some new music and everything. And I said, we've never been on an artist tour before, and we are. So it is going to be
a
show.
It's free.
It is free. So this, I think it's actually 2 weeks. So Saturday, June 7th, he's coming. He's putting on a show at 8:30 p.m. Definitely want to come out early for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
Those concerts are awesome. And, you know, you guys just do it right. Talk about some of the other things that are ongoing. Like, I think you're... what's it called? A night market? Farmer's market? What do you call it?
Yes. So we have the Titletown Night Market presented by Circle K every single Thursday. So it starts after the big kickoff concert, you know, Josh Turner. And then that following Thursday, June 12th, every Thursday until the end of summer. And that one is fantastic. It's one of those really great events that, you know, there's a ton of like local vendors. So right. You can support local, you know, you can come listen to some local music too. It really hits on that local tradition. So if you want to support Green Bay, this is definitely one to come out for.
You know, a little thing, like when I was there for the draft that first night, my son and I was just so overwhelming with the number. I wanted to get out of the crowd, to be honest. We climbed up Aaron's Hill. If people have it, even if there's no snow to slide, climb up Aaron's Hill. Is that ever cool, overlooking the whole complex?
Oh my gosh, most definitely. I have to say, like, the sunsets on top of Aaron's Hill are probably one of my most favorite parts about, like, just our space in general. So whether we have an event or not, you know, the hill is open all the time. And like you said, whether there's snow or not, climb up to the top. You can also roll down. So whether in the wintertime you're sliding down, in the summer you can roll down. You know, maybe if you're an adult, maybe not. You know, I hear that's more of a kid thing, but
yeah, don't roll down, John.
I'd like to take this guy out for a few cocktails and push him down and see what happens.
I might turn my head the other way, but you definitely can do that if you'd like to.
I still have cat-like reflexes.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean still? All right. It's nice
so Jessica, your job is to program it all year. Or you just more focused on the summer because you do things all year there.
Yes, we do all year. So
that's you?
Yes, all year. All of our programs and events that you see throughout the course of the year. That's myself and one other coworker, Julie. And yep, we are doing 365 programming. So whether you're here in the spring, summer, fall, wintertime, you're going to see something that we're planning. And let me tell you something. They're great. Like And again, I might be biased, but you know, the wintertime, like, it's like a Hallmark movie at Titletown. Mm-hmm. You know, the lights are on.
Oh, the skating,
you know, the
thing
skating
is
going on. It is a beautiful scene.
I remember I was talking with a guy who came, I forget where he came in from to cover the game. And the night before, he kind of walked around and goes, my God. He said, people don't realize Green Bay, Wisconsin, that area. Basically, he meant the Titletown area. But he's like, these kids, he said, kind of same thing with you. It's like a Christmas card. These little kids skating. And here's Lambeau Field. And here these other kids are, you know, for us, sometimes we take things a little bit for granted because we see it all the time. For the people from out of town, they were just floored by that last winter.
Yeah, most definitely. It's, you know, it's interesting because you would never think of Green Bay as like a winter destination for folks outside of, you know, the football scene. But we've started to see an uptick in, you know, people making Green Bay a winter destination between, you know, having our light show and then as well as, you know, all of the things happening here at Titletown. And then just even the greater Green Bay area. There's so many things happening in, you know, not just our space, but the whole area in the wintertime. And it's really kind of cool seeing, you know, all these people like, yeah, we just made a weekend trip out of it. And, you know, I'm from fill in the blank state. And I'm like, oh, great to see you.
Absolutely.
And they takes a little bit more work to make those things happen, snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, but they're big. You're right. And they're growing and growing. And there's enough for everybody to do here. You can come here and go to your place for a day or two, and then you can get out to the wildlife sanctuary. I mean, the zoo, that area out in Suamico, and go through all.
Hit Door County, too. It's beautiful
there
in the winter.
So that's great. So tell
somebody should be taking pictures of that stuff.
I get up there. Where are you?
No, I'm sleeping.
So
John Kramer in the house.
Your events are quality, right? But they are. They just are. I mean, I've been to a number of them. How are they funded? Because you don't charge, or are you going to start to charge? I've been out there a gazillion times and never. I buy stuff.
Well, he also said, "Don't you know who I am? I was mayor for 16
years. No,
mayor card.
Never.
Don't pay.
Never. Take the kids to ice skating. We have that is. Beautiful.
He walks around with his mayor jacket on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gone. It's gone. Mm-hmm.
If he does, I've never heard it before.
Well, where's the sweater vest?
Listener, yep. Yeah,
she's never heard of you, Jim.
That's fine. See, that's good. It's a lot of people.
Sweater
really,
vest.
How's it funded?
Yes, you know, the great thing about the Packers organization is that Titletown was developed as the give back for the community. So almost all of our events are free and open to the public and paid for by the Packers because, you know, our community is so important to us. You know, we wouldn't be here after how many years without our community. They're the lifeblood that, you know, gives the Packers organization, you know, our footprint here. And we can't say enough about our community. And so that's why we were developed. We give back on, you know, so many of our events and so many of our programs. So if you come out for daily yoga or daily Zumba, you know, also a free program. And again, it's really kind of keep to that model of give back to the community. And so, yep, the Packers pay for everything because, again, cannot say enough about our community.
And where do you get your ideas? You have some unique things there. I mean, some of the stuff is there, but some of it is unique.
Oh,
do you, do you travel to other, do you have a network of NFL team, what would they call you, activity director?
Yeah, so events manager. So, you know, I have to say I get most of my ideas from social media because that's, I do some traveling, but, you know, there's only so many places you can go. And so a lot of our great ideas, you know, you just see something on, you know, someone's For You page, and it's like, hey, this is kind of neat. We should bring this on in. So Pumpkin Palooza was actually inspired by an event out in London. So never been to it. Saw some photos, and we were like, we think we can recreate this.
I bet you people are reaching out to you, too, because this is becoming, you know, there's, what, 32 teams. Not all of them have what you have. Some of them do, though. I think some of them are kind of getting their act together around the stadium. But I'm sure they're going to be reaching out to you as well.
Most definitely. You know, especially during the COVID times, you know, I think we did that right with, you know, all of our events and programs and adjusting for that. And so, you know, starting even back then, we had so many teams reaching out saying, how do you guys do it? How do you plan your events? Like, even how do you get people to your stadium? Because for a lot of these teams, you know, they only see them on their game days and then, you know, they're gone the rest of the, 355 days. And the big question is, how do you get people there? And we bring them into our footprint and, you know, they can't believe what we can do.
People have to go on the road. Packer fans need to go on the road sometimes to realize what we've got here.
Yeah. Oh, because, for sure.
You know what? Yeah. Is that true? You've seen it, John.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember being at Foxborough one time for a Monday night game. And, you know, here we've got the great tailgate. They'd have their little hibachis, guys just sitting there drinking whiskey or whatever, just hard kind of more. You know what I mean? Ours is so much more of an event, a family thing, a celebration, where these other places are, like Carolina, they're in a kind of a crappy part of town.
Yeah.
You know, no places to have. We got something.
Try to find parking in Minnesota and go in there for a game. It's just, I mean, it's a cool stadium, but it doesn't have the footprint. And it's.
But that's, and they never have, because even when they used to be at the Metrodome,
yeah,
I remember we parked in a bank parking. We had media passes. We're in like a bank parking lot, like four blocks away.
In their defense, they have a lot of opportunity down there. That's going to be a happening area someday.
One day.
I that area, you look, you drive around, and it's like, oh, my
Minnesota?
God. Oh, yeah.
Well, why would teams got to see what stuff? These guys are doing and go, hey, we need to figure out how to replicate that.
Right.
Absolutely. That's what I mean.
I mean, they're,
most definitely.
They're calling you and asking, you know, how, help us do this. How do you do this? How do you do that? And I'm sure, then do they say, transfer me to LaFleur? How do you win games? How do you do that?
I'm
nice.
Knock on that
we're,
question
we're
yet.
A resource. We're a resource. So we like to be that.
I need to
that
talk to
the
coach.
Yep.
Right.
Well, John Kramer, press times. Tell us what else you got going on there, buddy. Like I said, that ship, I never realized the size of the ships that come through this port. The one yesterday was just like, it had to be 10 stories high.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Norwegian flag ship.
Wow.
Yeah, very cool. I have, so my internship finally ended.
Really?
So I haven't been doing jack squat for the past couple weeks, and I start officially with the Press Times June 2nd.
Okay.
So I've been helping out a little bit with a few things.
All right.
Yeah, big time.
I've been kind of
And what will you be doing now that you're on the payroll?
Pretty much the same thing. My title will be multimedia reporter and editor.
So you're going to write stories too?
What's that?
You're going to write stories too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what this full-time job. Okay, well, that's cool.
Do you read the paper?
Yep.
Actually, we do. No, actually, I brought in for Todd today too.
No, I'll be writing photography, video, all of it. So
perfect.
Pretty much the same thing I'm doing now and kind of covering a little bit of everything too. So some Packer stuff. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that 2 years or whatever you spent at NWTC, that really propelled you into something.
It was just a year, but...
Or whatever, but you know what I mean? You really learned a lot about that stuff in a short time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm smarter than I look.
And you're earning a paycheck by doing it now. That's cool. Someday we might get a paycheck for doing this.
Maybe.
I guess you just have to do a job as good as John Kramer does, and then maybe you'll get a paycheck.
You guys tried to hire me. I must have been doing something.
I know, right?
He turned me down.
I know. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Jessica.
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
Where are you from?
You know, I'm from, born and raised here in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, you know, went away for college and then never thought I'd come back to the area. I have to say I was one of those people.
Where'd you go to college?
A small college in Dubuque, Iowa called Loras College.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
St. Norbert used to play them in sports.
Oh, did they really? Okay. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, about the same size as that. And then somehow found my way back here. And then I've been at the Packers now for 8 seasons. So I always thought I'd, you know, up and move to a different team after a couple of years because, you know, move on to the big city and kind of fell in love with the Green Bay area and everything that the Packers have to offer. And like I said, 8 years later, I'm still here and hopefully doing good things. You know, they haven't gotten rid of me yet. So I think that means I'm doing a good job.
You want to know who was a star basketball player at Loras College? Mark Scogan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a superstar basketball player at Loras.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Huh, I'll have to look into that.
Look into it.
Okay, yep. I will.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Kramer, look into that.
Who the hell is Mark Scogan?
Oh, yeah. He only owns all the festival food stores.
We'll put that on our bingo card.
Wow.
We'll put that on our bingo card.
Yes,
who the hell is Mark Scogan?
Yeah, put that on.
Most generous guy in Green Bay.
Well, Jessica, it's we talked about it at...
Sorry, Mark.
...at nausea, but how did you handle the draft?
Oh, you know, it's kind of a blur. It was a very, very busy time. It's one of those that, like, it was an all hands on deck. You know, although it was an NFL event, you know, everyone between the Packers, Titletown, team effort to put it all together. And I'm pretty sure I slept for like a week and a half after that.
Okay.
You know, it was 3 days of just like, go, 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 go. And then it was like, now it's done.
I know. What? Wasn't it like the buildup was so long? And then same after that first night.
Yeah, it was over quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even do that much, but weren't you guys tired after that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't do that much. Yeah, I was exhausted. I mean,
you were out there a lot though, weren't you?
Well, that Packer stuff or draft stuff and other stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A little bit of everything. So I was pretty busy.
Well, we talk about this all the time. Your paper, though, is really what Green Bay needs. That small town kind of paper where you cover the local events a bunch. There's a need for those kinds of publications.
Hyper local. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
It's just like this show.
Yep. Same thing. I'm writing my book through the Press Times.
Which book now?
I'm writing another book.
When are you going to do one on us?
Next.
Well,
how
many years have you been saying that?
Not that many.
Okay.
All right, Jessica.
He's got to put a chapter in there, John, because I asked him this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the reason why he went and had his skin cancer looked at, okay?
It's true. Sorry, I wasn't going to go.
Saved your life.
Because I kept trying to pick it off with my razor.
And so what I said to him is, am I in the same category now as John Kramer? You saved his life once. Have I entered that realm?
You have. Skin cancer is no joke. It can easily, quickly spread to flipping everywhere, and you got to get that stuff checked
but
out.
But if we put together everybody that saved Mino's life, we couldn't fit them all. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Hey. Oh, there's a bus, John. There's a bus coming.
It might have helped if you told me to wear sunscreen when I was over there.
Well, that's common sense stuff. There is.
See, right. that's what I'm talking about.
Darwinism.
Yes, and a quick break. Jessica Dickott, Green Bay Packer, Title Town, John Kramer, Green Bay Press Times. Headlines of the Press Times. Back right after this.
Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head and you can look to the sky. You can find redemption there.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan, we're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let me ride on that long black train, but you know there's victory.
Hey, welcome back. That's a little Josh Turner right there. If I were a country singer with my voice, I'd sound like him.
I don't know about that.
I do.
I'm Josh. Not sure about that.
If you were a country singer with his voice, you'd sound like him.
Josh Turner? Who's Josh Turner? Wait.
Did you get that make
paying
any sense?
Attention to what we're just talking with Jessica about for the last 20 minutes.
No, I caught that. I just don't listen to music much anymore. I'm sorry.
Hey, you. Who picks the entertainment? You guys are skewed toward country.
Yeah, that would be me. I picked them. We try not to do too much country, except we do one a year because we know the people of Green Bay love their country.
It'll sell.
They do. That's true.
And then we also try to bring in just a whole variety of music. So we do a lot of pop. So last year we had, you know, BB Rexha. She actually kicked off the concert series last year.
I had never heard of her. Yep. And I can't believe how huge she is.
Yeah.
I mean, how popular she is.
We have both kinds, country and Western.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You done?
Yeah. Some Blues Brothers. Come on. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, you know. Hey, Jeff. What did Ellen DeGeneres say to the guest when she brought him on? What'd she say?
My friend was on the mayor of Oklahoma City was on the Ellen DeGeneres show because, do you remember when he put Oklahoma City on a diet? He had pictures all over and the whole city was going to lose.
No, we don't, but go ahead.
Oh, no, that's why he was on there. And she called him. And so he was kind of ready with what he was going to say. And she sat down right before the interview. She goes, look, I'm the humor here. You're don't try to be funny. I'll do that. Like, and he's like, kind of threw his game off a little bit, but it was the way it went. So anyway, that's what he's telling you, John.
He's the humor or you're the humor? Which one of you is the humor?
Hey, Jessica.
We trade back and forth.
Jessica, you get things laid out. You got things laid out for this summer, and you have other concerts coming. Would you care to share with us what's coming?
Oh, you know, I think our marketing team might have my head if I tell you.
I know you
can't. Who artists are, but they're going to be good. Let me tell you something. And again, I'm going to keep on saying it. Yep, I might be biased because I'm the one booking them, but I actually think they are going to be super great this year. It's like I said, a wide variety of music. So,
can you tell us how often you're going to do something like this?
So we try to do at least one concert once a month. So, okay, cool. You know, we have Josh Turner in June, and then we'll do one in July, one in August.
Okay, great.
And
then, that's a bunch.
That's great. That is a lot.
We'll actually have one in then September. So it's not us, like myself planning it, but you guys probably know the kickoff concert, you know, with kickoff weekend.
Oh,
we'll always
have
that one as well.
Those are pretty big names, though. That
they
Moon
are.
Blue one time, that's fun. Yep. Are you in charge of the bowl, too? No, I'm just kidding. I know. Because we, you know, Stones are on tour, Springsteen, he's throttling back, right?
Well, he's in Europe doing that big thing.
Okay. Anyway.
But, I don't do any of those.
I know you
but...
don't. I'm teasing you.
I'm excited for the Badger-Notre Dame game.
I know,
right? That is going to be awesome. We missed that a couple years ago.
COVID thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the LSU game. I didn't actually go into the game, but I had to do something radio-wise before out in the park.
Sure.
That was the coolest
crowd. That was so much
crowd.
Fun. That the whole week.
And they were cool. The LSU people
were awesome.
Just... You know what I mean? It's not like with Viking fans, you know, bleep or whatever. You know, they can be in drunk.
This was
just a group of fans that loved their team.
That's what I heard. Like, I had friends who went to the game, and they said, you know, if you're driving up anywhere in Wisconsin, you just saw the LSU buses coming up.
Yeah.
They had their music blaring. And they were like, it was an experience.
That was a great week.
It was an awesome week. Did you see the Badger band over at?
Yeah, I was down here.
Yeah.
I was down here when they marched down.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
And their fans, they travel really well. I mean, they do.
Yes.
But they, like John said, they are so thankful for the city, for this, for that. It was a great, great group. And the game was great, too. We won.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a great, great weekend. And the other thing, that the weather was on our side, too.
Perfect.
It was like
perfect,
right? So everybody's like, oh, it's like this all the time.
Yeah, I got to meet a real sports guy, Kirk Street or whatever his name is. He was really nice. He was really nice.
Well, I'm not a real sports guy, and I'm not really nice. Wow. Wow. Todd, look at the time.
Yeah, gotta go.
Look at the time.
Wait a minute. Well,
Todd,
Jessica,
you had my back.
I do.
Jessica, congratulations on having a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
I love
fantastic.
Your energy.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you got to have that much energy when you work in events.
I like your hoodie or your pullover.
Oh,
the Women
you.
In Sports, Green Bay Packers. That's cool.
Yes. You know, the Packers do a big initiative to support all of the women working in the NFL and, you know, our team specifically. So, yeah, always proud to rep the Women in Sports logo.
That's cool.
And you talk about this being part of your give back program. I just want to thank you for that because giving money is great. I mean, we all like that. But to do more than that, right? You're bringing families together. You're promoting the community. We love promoting, you know, Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin. And so you check a lot of boxes. Yeah, keep doing that, I hope.
Yeah,
I mean,
very
I
much
just,
so.
And that's really nice that the Packers are funding this, too.
Yes. You know, it's like give back is just so many different ways to look at it. And, you know, giving money is very important, too, because, you know, that's important for, you know, buying meals, you know, building buildings and, you know, all of those things that, you know, are needed in this community. But then there's also that other aspect that a lot of people don't think about is, you know, what to do in like their free time of, you know, so many things cost money these days and a lot of it too, where, you know, we just provide options for, you know, no matter the person, you know, no matter the age, there's something here in our space and it's most likely going to be free. We very, very rarely charge for things in our space.
And I hope someday all 32 teams do this. I mean, they've been supported by the fans pretty consistently. I mean, granted, it's better if you win, but I just think it's nice that they can have that special connection like the Packers have. And I'm glad you do it here.
Yep.
Maybe that's what
I think you'll start seeing that among a lot of teams soon. You know, like we kind of talked earlier, you know, a lot of folks have come on out from other teams to view our space, kind of get the lay of the land. And I think we're going to start seeing this pop up along a lot of the teams and even outside the NFL.
And there's a few of them building new stadiums. And I got to believe they come out and say, what else?
Yep. You know, it's the one that they can never get over is like, especially our game day experience. Like game day is one that they're like, what do you mean people come out here 4 or 6 hours before? I'm like, they don't? And they're like, no, they walk right in that stadium and then they walk right on out and then they're out the door. And, you know, for us, again, it's just the community.
It's an event.
Aspect.
Everyone is an event.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be on the field this year for the games?
Maybe.
Because you got some really great shots during that rookie camp.
Yeah, I'm going to be shooting some more practice stuff, and I'll be back and up touring.
And I like those little videos you put together with the music and everything.
Oh, sure.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
You're not bad.
I write that myself.
Here? Liar.
Jeff, so you treat our guests.
Packer Title Town, Great having you here. Once again, Josh Turner, tell everybody where he's going to be.
Oh, he'll be at Titletown Saturday, June 7th. It is an event you do not want to miss.
That sounds like so much fun.
We'll be there.
Outstanding. Be. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thanks so much for being here. Congratulations.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I hope the Xavier Hawk Alumni Foundation is very proud of you.
Let's sure hope they so. Are.
There you go. John Kramer, always good seeing you. Are yes, you usually good to see yes, you? Sir. Sometimes it's good to see you.
Good luck today.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Positive hippie vibes.
You used to be a hippie kind of, weren't you, at one time?
A little bit. No, I was a soldier. How could I be a hippie?
Yeah, you're a hippie soldier. Bryce Kane joining us next. Rebel Eddies.
Back. Words about everything. He wasn't in the paper or on TV. Hollywood never called. All he did for us, we may never know.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Cellcom outage is being blamed for a Door County resident's inability to reach 911 early Tuesday morning while his camper burned. The camper's owner phoned Southern Door Fire Department Chief Richard Olson. That call connected. Olson tried to call 911. But could not. Both have Cellcom. Cellcom stated that emergency calls are being rerouted through other available networks during the outage, and all protocols are being followed. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has more on that story.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
If you use Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and use the UW Health System, you can breathe a little easier now. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with the insurance company. And officials say it will guarantee health care access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans, and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip-Hop Artist and Favorite Hip-Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Cloudy with scattered showers today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75 on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable Outside now, it's 58.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich. Served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday. Special thanks to John Kramer. Green Bay Press Times, Jessica Dickett with the Green Bay Packer Titletown. Upcoming events, of course, are great with Josh Turner. Also, Annie Zaleski with the Dino Pitchka Memorial Softball Tournament, which starts in Casco tomorrow night. Dr. David Ferguson and Rob Sutherland discussing Alzheimer's and the wonderful job that everybody's trying to do right now to really get a grip on this thing. And Jim, I got to read a text I got here from our guy, Todd, who's one of our great listeners. He goes, hey, John, I'm sure Jim is well aware of many success stories of residents at the homeless shelter, but I have to tell you, and please pass it on to him, my company employs one of the shelter's former residents. I say former because he just got his own apartment. Very heartwarming, and we'd love to have an opportunity to employ other residents from there.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you, Todd.
These people can... They can get out of homelessness.
Absolutely.
It's hard work for them. People talk about all the staff work hard at our place. And we do, but they work so much harder. But some of these stories are incredible. We had a guy on here. I don't take your time, but we had a guy on here that was he was sleeping in a park like 2 years ago in a park on a slide. So animals didn't get him. I said, why is he sleeping in a slide? Why don't any bug, any animals to get me? He now works. He's got a great job at the Meals to Wheels, whatever that's called. We deliver the meals.
Yeah.
And he just published his first book.
That's awesome.
Can you believe that?
Yep.
2 years.
Pretty impressive.
Awesome.
But anyway, so how are you doing, young man?
Bryce,
you're going to be running this place.
I've been good. I've been good.
Good. You tell us about your business, and I'm a customer, so I don't... I'm very...
Well, I would like to be a customer. Jim,
bring the key. Yeah. Jim said this morning, why would you take a Kia in to be detailed?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, well, some of these Kias are very nice cars.
Todd drives a Kia.
Well, not anymore, because mine blew up.
Yeah, because it blew up.
You'd be surprised. I've done everything. I've done a moped before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like an old one, like a collector's one.
So from a moped to a Peterbilt truck.
Yeah, got a Peterbilt in there today, yeah.
Big
Peterbilt. We do everything.
But and your place is so clean, so friendly, and you got that great lounge with popcorn
for
the people to wait.
Gotta have the popcorn.
Well, you just shows you care about the customer, and I, like I said, I won't tell you what you did to my car, but you made it look great.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah,
so.
Was that the BMW or the Porsche?
BMW. You have to bring the Porsche in. We'll see it soon.
It's a Lexus. It's not a Porsche.
Still.
Oh, I didn't even know he had another car.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See his garage? He's got a six-stall garage. For God's sakes.
Bryce, welcome. I'm glad you're here, man.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, we're doing a lot. We're thinking about, I run Rebel Eddies, just for anybody that doesn't know.
Red on Velp.
Red on Velp Detailing Company. We do bunch of things. I mean, details, ceramic coatings, window tints. But
you're a young man. You started this when how old were you?
I believe I was 15 or 16. It was about 5 years ago.
So. Incredible.
This kid's 21. Yeah. He's doing great.
That's awesome. I mean, I started off mobily, went out to Sturgis, South Dakota, and detailed motorcycles, and then it morphed into a shop. And now we're actually doing a little bit more. We're morphing into doing accessories and adding, like, you know, bumpers, audio, lighting, everything that. Yeah.
Okay, I got to back up here. Sturgis is a pretty rough crowd.
Oh, yeah. Well, it
can be.
You'd be surprised. You'd see a lot of people who are like, their day jobs are like doctors and lawyers, okay, and they're on bikes. But then you do see you know, some one percenters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's a good mix.
I mean, how did they accept a young kid like you to come out there and work on their bikes?
Honestly, they loved it.
Okay.
They did. Yeah, we got a pretty good reputation out there. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, people love to see it. And they were asking, are you going to be back next year? Are you going to be back next year? And we did it for 3 years in a row. And I just got so busy at the shop, I haven't been back yet. But hopefully we can go again.
You don't advertise, but the best advertising is referrals.
Yeah, advertises on this show.
Huh?
Yeah, advertises on this show.
I meant a lot of your stuff is referrals. People have said you've done great things. Yes, great referrals and mine on the mayor. That can
get you.
That's all you need, man.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Sturgis moved, though, right? Didn't they move that show? That it's still not there anymore, is it?
I think it's still out there. The full throttle saloon burned down a while ago. They rebuilt it.
That was the hub almost, wasn't it?
I saw it before and after, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was real young when I saw it the first time.
So tell everybody what detailing is if they don't know.
Well, we do a pretty thorough detail. So instead of just like wiping a rag on the plastics and everything and vacuuming, we're going to go through and actually, you know, use some fancier tools like brushes or a Tornador, which kind of like works the dust and dirt out of the carpet. We use an extractor that sucks anything out of the carpet, anything out of the seats, stains, stuff like that. We can get stuff at your headliners. That's just for the interior of the paint. Exterior, we can work on the paint, get scratches out. We've got a dent guy who can get dents out.
I had a little ripple in my tinted window on the right side. That was driving me nuts. Took it in to see him. $100 later, and
really?
It was great.
Took it off, put it back on, and it was like,
do
it
you
never
tint
happened.
Windows?
We do, yeah. We do window tint.
On Wednesdays.
How?
Every Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, that's totally legal. Because aren't there some laws, Jim? What's the...
He would know them.
So, yeah, there's 55% in the front, 35% in the rear. And which doesn't make sense because a lot of vehicles come from factory at 20%. And that percentage is how much light is actually allowed through the window.
Okay.
So, like, 5% would mean only 5% of light comes through the window, which is illegal.
Because you see some around here
that you can't see
inside at all.
No, they'll do, like, 20% on the windshield and 5% on the sides. And it's, like, you're literally in the dark room.
And... Not
they can everybody. Stop you for that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that they stop
State
them.
Patrol gives the only one that'll give you a hassle, but they'll give you points for it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
Really?
So like windshield tint, 2 points.
Oh.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, so just beware.
Can we get Jim's tinted a little bit more? I want to see him get pulled over and get some points.
I want to see the body cam footage.
I'm good.
They do know who I am. 16 years.
I'm good.
I fought for you guys to get a raise.
When it comes to the products that you detail, you say a Peterbilt to a moped. I mean, my God, that's got to be the range. Do you older antique cars or do you like the fancier cars? What kind of cars? You were busy when I was there.
It depends on what we're doing to them. If we're doing like a paint correction and ceramic coating, I love brand new vehicles because they're just one pass, you know, use a Rupes buffer on it, one pass, throw the coat on, you can have it done in a day, which a lot of people are like, really, a day? That's pretty surprising.
Yes.
But seriously, get 2-3 guys on it, you'll knock it out in a day. But then the older cars are fun too. It depends on if they've been repainted or if they're original. It's all pretty much fun.
We got to back up here, switch gears a little bit if you don't mind, because I think your whole life story is really compelling.
Right.
So go ahead and tell your life story going back to to the day.
When I was 8, I was diagnosed with melanoma skin cancer. And that was, pretty pivotal. It was different for me because I'm just a little kid, you know.
I've never heard of that 8-year-old getting skin cancer.
It's rare. The doctors in the area here were like, we haven't really seen it before. But so they didn't want to do, you know, chemo or anything because that would have affected me pretty big because I was 8 years old. So they did an experimental excision surgery on my back. And they took out like the size of a man's fist worth of skin and then took my lymph nodes out of my armpits and stitched me up. And I've been all right ever since.
Wow.
So...
Wow. God bless you, man. That had to be scary as heck. Only you're 8 years
old. It was, but
you leaned into that pretty much too. I mean, you got into whole cancer research a little bit.
Yeah, and I got a lot
talk
of
about that.
Support too. So Jerry Perrins was huge in the Vandervest family. They own the dealership.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So the Jerry Perrins Cruise for Cancer, I don't know if you guys have
heard absolutely.
Of it. It's coming up here. I don't know the exact date. I should, but...
I think it's this weekend. No, it's the 7th. I think it's the weekend of the 7th.
June 7th?
Is that this Saturday, right?
No, next Saturday.
Next Saturday,
Next Saturday. So I was invited to be an ambassador, so I got to like ride in the fire truck and everything. And it was a cool experience because I'm just a little kid.
I was
and,
there that day.
Yeah, they kind of help you get your mind off it, you know?
Yeah.
So I got all the Packers signed like a football for me. And this has been multiple years I was able to go there. And throughout the whole thing, they've been supportive the whole time. I think they've raised a couple million.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Part of your lounge for us when we're waiting is you have a lot
we
of
have
that.
A lot of that
you
on
displayed
display.
A lot of it.
Yeah, so we took the stuff that
I took
we got
a bunch
at auctions.
Of pictures.
Yeah, stuff we got at auctions, the stuff we got through my journey and everything, we put on the walls, you know, for other people to see.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool stuff, and Jerry's a real good guy. Mm-hmm. If you guys are free, feel free to stop by. They're donating a pretty cool stool. So I don't know if you guys know, I think it's Rick Hornowski. He does them tattoos.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so he's donating the stool that he tattooed all the Packer players.
No kidding.
That's cool. Pretty,
oh, that's cool. Wow.
It's a pretty cool.
Yeah, they always do have cool items.
Yeah.
No question about it. And it's a great bunch of people.
Yeah, it's they got food and entertainment. Yeah.
That, we love it when a business is successful, and that's your top priority is to make money.
Yeah.
But after that, to get engaged in the community, I think
well,
is awesome.
That's
you do
the
that.
Next best thing is yeah. getting engaged with the community because you have so many people that helped you get to where you're at.
Right.
So, you know, to be able to give back to other people, and it's just pretty cool.
What's the future?
Well, I'm talking with a company right now about doing some franchising. Okay. I've got two people interested so far. I want to definitely expand.
I just got a text. I didn't mean to interrupt you. June 8th, Jerry Perrin's ride for Cruise for Cancer.
Okay.
June 8th.
Sunday. Yep. Okay. June 8th. So, yeah, I'm talking about franchising.
Wow.
I got a guy in Marinette interested, and I got a guy out in a potential investor out in Bozeman, Montana, which would be the dream for me. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah, and we're doing accessories, too. So I don't know if I mentioned
that. Yeah, you kind of mentioned, but what do you mean by that? Go ahead.
But we cut you off like we normally do.
Yeah, it's okay. Outfitting. So throwing on, like, lights and like, JL Audio. We'll get, like, what do you want to call it? A partnership with them, and then we'll be able to sell their price wholesale, install it, you know, for people. And they could bring in a brand new vehicle from the factory and, you know, drop $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 on it and just have it be a new vehicle afterwards. Put suspension in it, you know, bumpers. Lights, a whole bunch of stuff.
Very cool.
So I'm excited about that.
So basically trick it out.
Oh, yeah. All yeah. Right. And it'll be a whole other accessory department on the
neat.
Shop.
You got the room for it or you need?
Yeah, we're going to make some room for it.
Pretty understanding wife.
Are you married?
No.
No, I'm saying, I'm saying the guy that buys a car and then spends another $5,000.
Yeah. No, I'm not married, lady.
What advice? Hold on. It doesn't have to be a man who has that done, right? A female could go.
Absolutely.
This little lady just brought me a Lexus GX550, like a brand new one. I couldn't believe it. It's taller than, you know, three times the height she is. And she got a bunch of stuff done to it. She did like full tint, paint protection film on the front end, ceramic hood of the whole thing. I mean, changed the whole top of it to black. It was pretty cool.
Okay, this sounds like a
she
cool,
looking for date.
This sounds like a cool chick.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot with Jim, how he grills young entrepreneurs. Jim, take it away.
Well, no, you've done a good job. You must have done some market research because you really started off, and I don't know how long it took you to be profitable, but you've got a good little business running there.
Yeah, we try.
How did you like? Tell me where it came from.
Well, like I said, we did that mobile, and then it kind of morphed into the shop. And then I was just working there by myself at the shop, and I was like, man, you know what? It'd be good to get some employees and find some different brands that we can use. So I originally used Ceramic Pro, switched over to a different product. Now we use Expel, which is like name brand. They're one of the best film and coating like makers on the market. So we use them, and I just found the best companies because you want to go through, and I've used a lot of products before, and you got to find the best companies, the best people to work with, the best systems in place. And once you have all that, you just replicate it. And then that's what I'm hoping.
I got to ask you one non, question like he's asking you, but like up in the UP, all of our cars and trucks would always rust. What have you found as the worst types of cars in that for rusting?
It's going to be GM products. So GMC, Chevy, Cadillac, they have a factory undercoating that they put on from the factory, which I don't know why they do it. They cover the frame with a thin layer of this gooey stuff that goes, it like 2 years, it's gone. It's peeling, flaking. Okay. Underneath that is it's going to start to rust and chip off and everything. So definitely, you know, if you have a GMC or a GM or any of that.
What is the best way? Because I remember years ago, I remember my brother bought this car, and, you know, brand new Grand Prix in like 1975 or something. Those were those big cool cars. And he spent the extra $500 for the undercoating.
Yeah.
Did those things ever work?
It depends on the undercoating, really, because the rubberized ones don't work. They just look like they work until they rot out from the inside,
right.
and then you're screwed. But if you get, like, we use wax oil. That's the best one I've found so far.
Okay.
It lets the water seep through and stuff. So wax oil undercoating.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have a good relationship with your vendors.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
You can tell. And that's important.
Very important.
People always look at customers. Oh, you got to look at the bank and the vendors, too. Those are
100%
critical.
Pivotal.
You're doing a good job with that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're going to be fine.
We're with Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddie's Detailing, back with more right after this.
Mm-hmm. news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugels. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Getting close to wrapping it up on a good-looking Wednesday. Forecast today, partly cloudy with showers, high in the upper 60s. But man, the forecast looks great for this upcoming weekend. We're with Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddie's Detailing. Just as fast. How old are you again?
I am 21.
21 years old.
He's only been in business 5 years.
Yeah.
Right on Velp
15,
Avenue.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy's 21 sitting next to me, and he's literally staring off into space, drooling.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm with you.
That's cool that we didn't lose our love of cars. You know, sometimes people worry about that. Oh, technology, this and that.
I mean, look how much they changed since when they first. I mean, you look at like a 69 Camaro and you look at a brand new 2024 or 2025. It's like a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
And I'll take the 69 every time.
Oh, every time. Every time. Every time.
What's your favorite car?
There's a lot.
Okay, are you one of those guys, because every construction or every contractor I know, his wife's always on him to finish products in their own house. And he's like, yeah. I don't want to do that when I come home. Yeah. Do you work on your own pretty much, or do you just kind of...
Man, when I have time, okay. Sometimes, yeah, I'll pick up a car here and there. And I don't know, I'm a big Audi guy. I want to get one of them RS6s.
Okay. Well, you know your cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce, I got a question for you.
What do you got?
We're going into summer, right? Mm-hmm. What are some things people can do to kind of protect their car? You're talking about like waxing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can do a wax or a ceramic coating. That definitely helps, especially against UV rays. I mean, we're not a place like Arizona, so you don't have the really harmful ones where you go out there and you see clear coat literally fading away, but still.
It's well, you know what used to happen in Arizona a lot? Your dashboard would crack.
Yeah. Well, tint helps with that. Tint is actually right. UV protectant, so you can do window tint if you don't want your car to be super hot. We have 70% for the windshield, so you can't tell it's on there, but it's okay. You know, so that's an option for sure. Especially we were talking about skin cancer, it protects against UV rays. So anyone who has like melanoma issues or anything like that, throw some tint on your windows, and you won't have to worry about. You know, truckers get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about that. Their left arms. Yeah.
Can you tint any car? Is it?
Any car.
Okay. It's good that people.
I saw one car I couldn't tint, and that was in SEMA, and it was like a giant bubble. So you can't tint that because it's too much angle.
Like a Pacer?
No, it was this weird, you know,
like
sci-fi,
the Pulp Mobile.
Kind of, sort of, yeah, yeah. You might be able to do the Pulp Mobile, maybe. All if you right. could seam it. But
all right, well, that's cool.
I want to see you tint a Pacer.
Yeah. Right. Says he
somebody
wants to
bring
see
me
tint
one.
A Pacer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and what are the things should people look for? I think that tinting's a good idea because you just talked about cars cooler and it can protect the interior of your car.
That's not a bad idea. We've got maintenance wash programs, so if you want to get, you know, I think that Viper Stool Company, they have a saying. It's buy once, cry once, or something like that. But you can get a detail done first, and then you can come in monthly, and we'll keep it looking like it just got detailed for $50 a month.
So, okay, let me ask you another question about cars that, you know, it's like when somebody brings one in and don't say it, but you think to yourself, really, buddy?
Oh, wait. What's the worst thing you found under somebody's seat?
Oh, man.
Or in their, of course, they don't have ashtrays anymore.
Right, I told you,
a buddy of mine that was a valet, he used to go to the ashtray and find pot every time.
Yeah.
And nobody could rat him out.
And nobody reported it.
Right.
You find a bunch of that. I think the craziest thing I've ever saw was when I worked at Broadway. This is when I was still doing mobile detailing. We found a suitcase, like a duffel bag full of money.
Whoa!
We couldn't take it, obviously.
No.
Yeah, because that's a very big crime. But
why
it was
not?
one of the Packer players left his duffel bag in his car. And
it's all cash?
All cash.
Yeah.
Wow! I bet I know who it is.
The craziest thing I ever found at the shop was we found some pretty extreme paraphernalia. We found like some methamphetamine in the car. Hey, and
Bryce, do you know Red Lewis?
Yeah, he used to have
PDQ. And that auto museum is you may, you know, in 40 years you may do something like that.
Yeah, 100%. I would love to.
Was it him, the Packer player?
I don't remember who it was. All wish
he does too.
Because I remember this guy got stopped. He was going back to, I think it was Louisiana, and he got pulled over down there and had a duffel bag. I think he had like $80,000 cash.
Didn't he have a gun
and like
in
three
there too?
Guns and 3 pounds of pot.
Right? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't know where it came from.
He didn't play again for a while.
Yeah. It's a long suspension.
But in terms of showing this stuff off, you know, maybe someday, huh?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to.
Do you know Daryl Burnett over at the?
I do. I work with Daryl.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He brought me out to the.
Is that little orange car in the window a Vega? It's a little hatchback. It's right next to Bart Starr's Corvette. Never mind. Forget it.
Yeah,
it's just driving me crazy.
To see it.
All right.
They got cool stuff over there. I did that Lamborghini that's in there, the black one. Yeah. I think it's the Gallardo. We did the hood on that. It was very sketchy. We had to take off PPF and scrape it.
What's sitting, what I thought was an Edsel, what is that sitting out front, that red one?
Not sure.
That's a Cadillac, I think the guy called
Cadillac.
It. Remember that guy texted us and
said
Cadillac?
Surprised that sits outside the weather like that.
Yeah, I think it might just be a shell. I don't know if it moves around or not. It might, though, because I've seen it go side to side, switch one time. So.
Okay, we're running out of time. Give us some advice. Heading into summer here, really hot weather. What should people do to keep their cars looking cool?
Well, don't go through soft touch car wash. It'll scratch your car all up and take wax off it. So bring it to somebody like us. We'll clean it up for you.
When you go through a car wash and it says, you know, for an extra, you know, $2, they do the wax.
All it is it's just misting some hydrophobic, you know, Rain-X type stuff on your car. So it looks like the water beads off for a week and then it goes away until you get the next car wash.
But are you okay with the club wash?
They bring us more business because they're soft touch. So. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I'm in that. I'm on that.
Uh-oh.
It's $50 a month.
Jim, you're ruining your car.
It's not terrible, but it's just, you know, you wash so many cars a day, and the brushes are never cleaned during the day, I don't think. I mean, they may have some sort of system on it where they might run water through them to clean them, but still, you got to imagine there's a little bit of dirt staying on the brushes, so regardless of how many.
I just go early.
Cheap. I'm kind of cheap.
Yeah, go early. Be the first one through.
All right, I can do that.
I'm kind of cheap, so I still use the wand when I go to a car wash.
like the brush. I know a guy washes his truck with a brush, like actual, you know, okay, broom kind of thing.
Yeah. I almost bought one of those.
No, don't do that.
No?
Well, I mean, you want to use like a... You ever seen one of them... what do they call them? A little...
A rag.
Buffer?
Like a scouring pad?
No. It's,
Chamois?
Wash mitt.
Wash mitt. Yeah.
So they got like the little soft, ends on them. Something like that. Yeah, use something plush. That's what you want, plush.
But who does the labor? See, Johnny, that's what you
got. I would do it.
Yeah, right.
I would do this.
Club washer, go to this guy.
I would do this.
Bryce, this is great what you're doing.
If you need anybody to wash cars by hand, you call me.
All right. Do not call him.
Hey, we used to be mobile.
Do not call him.
Call me.
No.
Call me. Bryce Kane, Rebel Eddies, congratulations, man. You are so impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Hope to see you at Jerry Perrin's.
Yes, sir. See you
there. All right, my man.
June 8th.
Hey, we're out of time. You guys will be back tomorrow morning. Yep. Thanks, guys. I'll see you on Monday, hopefully.
See ya.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top Trump ally Elon Musk says he is disappointed with the budget bill President Trump hopes to pass in the Senate. The bill, which has already passed in the House, would add trillions to the national debt because of spending and extending the 2017 Trump tax cuts. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, convicted of swindling tens of millions of dollars from banks and the IRS, both expected to get pardons today from President Trump. There was a rally at Harvard University yesterday against the moves the president has taken against the school. Ryan Enos is a professor at Harvard.
Freedom of speech and due process, these are the foundations of the American system. These are the foundations of a free society. But Donald Trump is attacking these freedoms because they get in the way of his authoritarian takeover.
The administration says it has the right to set the rules for federal funding going to Harvard because of anti-Semitism. Macy's lowering profit expectations for the year because of uncertainty over the trade wars. This is ABC News.